Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Interim President of College of the Redwoods, Dr. Upal Goswami, commented on the news that CR had been placed on a show cause probation by the State Accreditation Committee, stating that the institution can quickly remedy the issues raised by the state. In October, the commission will be back on campus to decide whether or not the school has made the necessary improvements to institutional planning and student development, along with eligibility requirements. This isn't the school's first go-round with the Accreditation Commission. CR was placed on probation in 2009, but was granted full accreditation after addressing the problems raised. While in the probation period, CR remains a fully accredited institution while it works to correct the latest deficiencies identified by the state. Investigators from several local, state, and federal agencies conducted an anti-crime and anti-gang sweep through Humboldt County last week, and it resulted in the arrest of 15 suspected gang members on various drug possession, parole, and probation violations. The sweep was coordinated by the FBI and included officers from Eureka PD, sheriff's deputies, and corrections officers. The task force targeted previously identified members of street or prison gangs, and five of those arrested were located in Eureka and a sixth in Fortuna. Agents found processed marijuana, methamphetamine, and drug paraphernalia, and 10 of those arrested had ties to gangs. Yesterday afternoon, sheriff's deputies contacted a stabbing victim at St. Joseph's Hospital, but other than his name and age, they gathered little other information. The 45-year-old man had suffered a stab wound to his abdomen and told deputies he knew his attacker, but failed to cooperate in the investigation or provide any other information at all. The incident happened in the 2200 block of Lindstrom Avenue in Fairhaven, and anyone with information about the victim or the attacker is asked to contact the sheriff's office. And yesterday, the Fortuna Police Department ran a DUI saturation patrol throughout the city. Officers conducted 18 traffic stops for various violations, conducted field sobriety tests on three drivers, arrested one driver for driving on a suspended license, and arrested another for driving under the influence of alcohol. 52-year-old Lilia Finley of Fortuna was arrested for operating a motor vehicle with a blood alcohol level above the legal limit. The saturation patrol was funded by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety and is ongoing in the city of Fortuna. And on Saturday morning at about 2 o'clock, California Highway Patrol officers report 22-year-old Brianna Kirsten was driving a Honda Civic northbound on 101, taking the Murray Road off-ramp. She failed to slow her vehicle to a safe speed, and as she attempted to turn right onto Murray Road, she crossed over and collided with the chain-link fence at the 76 gas station. Kirsten's vehicle sustained major damage from the collision. She and her passenger were wearing seatbelts and suffered minor visible injuries, and the CHP arrested Kirsten on suspicion of DUI causing bodily injury following the crash. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CC Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. Eureka police officers responded to an armed robbery in the 700 block of F Street in Eureka last Friday after a woman reported a man had entered her vehicle, brandished a knife, and demanded her wallet. Officers quickly located the suspect, 23-year-old Andrew Barnes, and all of the stolen property was recovered, and Barnes was booked into jail on several charges, including a probation violation and being a felon in possession of ammunition and a weapon. And up north in Oregon, Curry County Sheriff John Bishop called the rescue of a lost family near Gold Beach a miracle after search and rescue crews found the three family members after they had been stranded for 6 days after getting lost searching for mushrooms. The family drank water from streams and took shelter in a hollowed-out tree before managing to signal a search helicopter on Saturday and being pulled to safety. And the County Environmental Health Division will begin its annual wet weather testing of sewage disposal systems across the county. Mandatory tests are scheduled for areas near Old Arcata Road, Jacoby Creek, Freshwater, Hydesville, and the Trinidad area. The testing will be done throughout the month of February and end on April 1st, and will be done on land with low soil permeability or in areas with high groundwater tables. And that's your KINS North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.